This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth from International Space Station, ISS, with the undocking of their spacecraft a short while ago. The crew will reach back on Earth at around 3 p.m. tomorrow. SpaceX and a social media post confirmed that its Dragon spacecraft carrying Group Captain Shukla, along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India. We also have confirmation that the first departure burn of the four departure burns is underway, and that first departure burn has completed.
Performance nominal.
We have a report.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the ISS and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 astronauts. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chandrayaan-3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket, developed by Indian Space Research Organization, successfully launched Chandrayaan-3 into orbit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. Delivering opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing, Dr. Jayashankar said that both countries have made good progress in the past 9 months towards normalizing bilateral relations. He stressed that the progress is the result of resolving friction along the border and the ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister held a meeting with Vice President of China, Hang Jin, in Beijing today. He is on a 2-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Ministers' meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu is attending the convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Bhubaneswar, as chief guest. The President arrived at Bhubaneswar this afternoon on a 2-day visit to her home state, Odisha. The President was given a warm welcome at the Biju Patnaik International Airport by Governor Hari Babu Kambhampati, Chief Minister of Mohan Charan Majhi, and other senior dignitaries. President Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and a new Lieutenant Governor in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as the Governor of Goa, while Professor Ashim Kumar Ghosh will be the Governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as the Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of eminent actress B. Saroja Devi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said B. Saroja Devi will be remembered as an exemplary icon of Indian cinema and culture. He noted that her diverse performances left an indelible mark across generations. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Odisha for the next 2 days. IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar told Akashwani that today monsoon conditions are in a very active phase due to 2 low-pressure areas, one over northeast Rajasthan and another over southeast West Bengal. And in cricket, chasing the target of 193 runs, India were 112 for 8 at lunch against England in the third test match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lords. And that is the end of this news bulletin.